Viter in Shas. We are in Minachos. Have you tested it up on your Chesma Beis Barabav and Rapei? Sort of. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. First one, a line. Amar Rav Nachman Lo Kasha. We had a bit of a problem between the Mishnah and the Braisa yesterday, but we're saying now, Kam B'Michas Kohanim, the Braisa of Shim, we're talking about the Michas of a coin, and Kam B'Michas Yisrael, and the other one's talking about the Michas Yisrael. Minchas Yisrael, the Baska Mitzah, the Minchas Yisrael, which is a Baska Mitzah, then Mikamitzah Ve'elich Mitzah Kahuna, from Kamitzah and on is a Mitzah Kahuna, that's a Mitzah that's got to be done by the Kohen. Limin El Yitzik of Lilas teaches about pouring and mixing of the oil, which takes place before the Kamitzah, so Sheira Bazar, it's going to be kosher, even if it's done by a Zar. Minchas Kohanim, but a Minchas Kohanim, the Lav Bas Kamitzah, which is not a Bas Kamitzah, Meikara Bayakuna, that needs to have from the beginning, even at the pouring and the mixing. Therefore, our Mishnah can be going with the world of Rabbi Shimon. And why our Mishnah allows a non-coin to pour the oil is because it's talking about Mincha of Yisrael, whose pre-kamis avodos can be done by someone who's not a coin, by a czar. Says the Gemara, hold on one second. Amar le Rav Michti, let's see. Minchas Kohanim, Hecha Yisrael B'Yisika. From where do we learn that a Mincha of Kohanim is included in the din of pouring? Minchas Yisrael, we learned that from the Mincha of a Yisrael. Mahasam, just like there, in the case of Yisrael, Minchas Yisrael, Ksher Bazar, it's going to be, if it's you're allowed to do a non-zar, it's allowed to pour, it's Av Hachanami. So to hear also the case of Minchas Kohanim, Ksher Bazar, it's going to be good with the Zar. So Rav is saying that with in reference to pouring, there's no difference between the Mincha of a Kohen and the Mincha of Yisrael. So Rav Shimon says that the pouring of the oil of a Mincha is, for the Kohanim, he's referring to all Menachos, both of Yisraelim and of Kohanim, and therefore he's arguing on our Mishnah, which allows the pouring to be done by a Zar. It's a song. Now, another way we can understand this, Ikadami, Amar Rav Nachman, what's the difference between Rav and Rav Nachman? Ikadami, Amar Rav Nachman, Lokasha. What is he saying? It's a Lokasha. Kam Benik Matzos. The Mishnah is talking about Menachos that have a kamitza taken. That's taken from it. And in that case, the Kohanim's Chiyav starts with kamitza. Therefore, the earlier Vodos can be done even by a Zar. In Kam B'Sheinik Matzos, Braisa, we're talking about Menachos that do not have a kamitza that's taken from it. Because there's no kamitza, these Menachos require Kahuna from the very start. Therefore, the pouring has to be done by a Kohen. Rav Shimon might also agree that in the Mishnah's case, no coin is required. Amr le Rava. Rava says, Mechti. She'enik matzos meichas rabbi litzika. From where do we learn that Menachos that do not have a kamitza, if the kamitza is taken, they're included in the din of pouring. Meinik matzos, from the law of the Menachos that do have a kamitza that's taken. Kenik matzos, and what we do is we say, so those that have no kamitzah taken are like those that have kamitzah taken. Mahasam, just like over there in the case of the Mincha that has a kamitzah, kasher bazar is going to be kosher by a zar. Av hachanami, so to hear in the case of the Mincha that does not have a kamitzah, kasher bazar is going to be kosher with a zar. In reference to who has to pour the oil, there's no difference between Menachos that have a kamitza and they're taken from it, and those who don't. Therefore, the Mishnah that allows a non-Kohen to pour can't go with Rav Shimon because he needs a Kohen. Ela Machfarta Basis like Rav Shimon must be. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. My Tami Rabbanan. Okay, so we have this Machlokas to the Mishnah that Brayis of Rav Shimon. The Gemara is not going to say, what's the reason of the Rabbanim who say that the oil of the Mincha can be poured by a zar. Amar Kra. Well, it goes according to the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yotzak aleh shemin v'nasan aleh levona v'evil b'nei Aaron akohanim v'kamas." He'll pour upon it the oil. Right? What does it mean? It means on the flyer. Pour the oil, and he'll put upon it levona and bring it to the b'nei Aaron, the kohanim, and the kohen. Take the kometz. And the Torah is saying the Kohen only in reference to taking the Kamot, the Kometz, Mikamitza Ve'elich Mitzvah Kuna. Which is saying that from Kamitza and on is a command for the Kahuna and it can't be done by a Zar. Limina Yitziko, Blila, Shikshir, Bazar. And that's coming to teach that in reference to the pouring and the mixing of the oil, that's going to be done even if it's done by a Zar. And that is where Rabbanim are coming from. Ve'Rabbi Shimon, where does he learn that, you know, who is the Bara Palukta over here? Where does the Rishimin show that it's also for a czar to pour the oil? Bnei Aharon, the pasuk says Bnei Aharon. Beep, turn the page. It says enough. Hakohanim, Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. Rishimin holds that a phrase is expounded to teach us something that comes right before it, and he shall pour. Ulacharov, and also, it's not only Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, but also Ulacharov, and it's also going to teach the things afterwards. So the words, the Kohanim, where it says the Kohanim, is referring not only to the Kemitza, but also to the pouring. Therefore, the oil has to be poured by a Kohen, and it can't be done by a Zar. Vesav Rav Shimon Mikra Nidrash. The father of the Kharv, does he really hold such a thing? But Tanya was in a vice of a look at the Dam Achatas, the Ezbao, and the Kohen takes the Dam Achatas with his finger, Vinasan al Karnos Mizbacha Ola, and he applies it to the horns of the Ola. The Ezbao Vilakach, when it says with his forefinger, it's connected to, right, and the Kohen will take, Malamit Shalot take Kabbalah, Elabriyam, it's good with this, right? And the couple's gonna be with the right hand, and Bezbo Venasan, Malamit Shalotin Sida El Biyam is gonna be given with the hand, applied the blood in the Mizbeach, the right, Amr of Shimon, Lakinama Yad the Kabbalah. Does it say the word Yad? Reference to Kabbalah. Hovelo number Yad the Kabbalah, since it doesn't say Yad, Kiva the small kasher. It says a forefinger, right? Therefore, if Kiva was small, it's gonna be kasher. Vamabaye, Bimikra Nitras Lefar of the Kharov coming from me. Machlok is what they're arguing is over whether or not you are we darshan before it and after it. Hanakamba says you do, so he says what it says, the forefinger in reference to both the receiving and the application of the dam. Rav Shimon doesn't hold to that, and therefore he says his forefinger only in reference to application, but not with receiving the dam. So we see Rav Shimon argues the principle. It says that a pasuk, if you have a statement in the Torah, it's coming to shed light on the idea of things before and after. Clearly, this can't explain Rav Shimon's din, asking a non-Kohen to pour the oil on the mincha. So we have to give a different pshat, or Rav Shimon's din, reference to the pouring of the oil. Ela hainu taima de Rav Shimon. This is a reason of Rav Shimon that the pouring is to be done by a Kohen. The pasuk says that he shall bring it to the Bnei Aaron, the Kohen, and the Kohen should take the Kometz. Vav Mosef Elam Rishon, the Vav is adding to the previous one, and this teaching is just like the Kometz and he's a Kohen, so too is the pouring. Vesav Rabbi Shimon, Vav Mosef Elam Rishon, does he really hold that? Elam Eata, the Seh, but what about the fact that it says by the animal carbonos? Veshachat is Bnei Abakar, is Ben Abakar, Vehikriv Bnei Aaron, a Kohen, Mesadam, Bezarko, Sadam. It says that Lashon, Mekabal, Ve'ilach, Mitzvah, Kuna. This is telling us that from receiving an on is a mitzvah. It has to be done by the Kohen. Melamed al Shechita is going to teach you about the Shechita, which comes before that, Shabbat Kshir Bazar, that's going to be kosher, even if it's done by a Zar. But Eilu Rabbi Shimon, Vav Mosef Elam Rishon, Shechita Hachanami Bazar Tei Psula, that should actually be possible over here. Shani Yosef, no, that's different. By the Shechita, Damar Krav, Vesamach, because it says lean on it, Veshachat, and then Sheshacht, and you put it together. Mas Smicha Bazar, Mav Shechita Bazar, just like the Smicha, so to the Shechita. So when it says that Nishul Shechta, it is not a contradiction to this principle here, but he can still hold Vav as Mosef. Imas Micha Bebailim, says the Gemara, Nahora, Do, just 1 second. Frak the Hilig Gemara, Imas Micha Bebailim, if you want to say that Shechita and Smicha are connected to each other, then just like Smicha has to be done by the Bailam of Shechita, but Bailam is saying the Shechita also has to be done by the Bailam as well. Says the Gemara, Hulo Metzah Samar, no, you can't say that. Because Kal v'chomer, Kavachomer shows that that can't be the case, because umad zrika, by throwing the dam in the mizbeach, the ikar kapara, which is the ikar kapara, lo by a bailam, you don't need a bailam, shchita d'lav ikar kapara, lo kotzakim, for sure you don't need it. V'chita, if you want to say in danun efshar mi efshar, that you can't learn out something which is possible, something which is not possible, and therefore you can't learn out shchita from the zrika's dam. I'll say back to you, Gali Rachman v'yom kippurim, the Torah revealed reverence to the carbon of Yom Kippur, that generally shchita doesn't have to be done by the owner. The pasuk says, v'shachat is a par, Shiloh, and the Kohen Gadol, meaning that he, the Kohen Gadol, should shech di chatas bol, that is his. Mechlal, the shechita ba'alma lo b'inam b'alim, which sounds like that means generally speaking, it doesn't need b'alim. Amara, of koma kripshen amar Torah v'chuka, whenever there's a, it's in the Pasuk Torah, and chuka, in el akiv, is coming to be ma'akiv, and you need to do it. Kosakta taitach, tarti boya, that you would think that both Torah and chuka are necessary. Kiddichsev, as it says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Nebuchadnezzar says a bunch of questions on this. Simin Netatz Yikmel. Vahari Nazir, what about Nazir? Dolksiv Be'el HaTorah. It doesn't say Chukah and Torah, it just says Torah. Va'amirav, Tanufa Benazim Akva. Tanufa's going to be Akiv. Shiny Yas, the main case is different. Kevin Dichsev, Kain Ya'aseh. Since as the Lashon, he should do, it's like it's written the word chukah. Generally speaking, the term chukah are needed for it to be ma'akev. Hari Torah, I told the carbon told the looks of the Torah, it just says Torah. Utana narba shabitoda shema'akvin zadze. It doesn't have the word chukah there. No shiny toda, the iskis le nazir. The chsev al zevach toda shlamav amamar shlamav le rabba shalmei nazir. Right, so we say that therefore, just like that of a nazir is something which is ma'akev, you need to have that. So too, the idea of the toda also, it also as well. But generally speaking, Torah without chukah, it would not be ma'akev. What about mitzvah? Very mitzvah. The looks of be'el Torah utanan. Yet it says arba aminim should be mitzvah. Ma'akvin says it is ma'akev without the word chukah. Shani mechasam mitzvah. Kevin dechsev zos tia Torah sam mitzvah. Kevin dechsev command dechsev be chukah dami. It says Torah zos tihiyah. Right, tihiyah means it should be exactly as is. Rashi says mashma yikuva. Ivar Yom Kippurim, the Luxiv Bay Elachuka, all it says there is Chuka, doesn't have Torah, Tanan, yet it says Shnei Sir Yom Kippurim, Makrin Zed Zed. Ella, that's a good kasha, So we say O Torah, O Chuka, either one of them is going to be Ma'akiv. Ivar Shar Kabanus, Sichsibu Torah. Velo Ma'akve, but if you're missing certain things, not Ma'akiv. No, Torah, Ba'ya Chuka. Torah needs Chuka. Chuka, lo Ba'ya Torah. But chukah doesn't need Torah. So if it says Torah without chukah, so then, in a chenam, it's not ma'akev. But if it says chukah without Torah, then it's going to be me'akev. Ay, v'arei, toda, I'm sorry, Torah. V'chukah ka'amar. Rav said the Lashon of Torah and chukah, which implies that the both of them are going to be ma'akev. Both these are sonos, the hachi ka'amar. Af agav d'chsev Torah, even if it's written Torah, iksev chukah in. Then if it says chukah, then it's also v'lo, lo, but if not, then not. So when Rav says both Torah and chukah, not because they're equally, you know, the same idea when it comes to in ikov, but he wanted to show that even where Torah is said, it is chukah that's going to show that it's actually essential. Torah by itself, without chukah, is not going to make it that it's akiv. I very mincha, the sivbo chukah, it says we're chukah, v'amarav, komakim shichzer akasa b'toras mincha, wherever the pasuk repeats itself in the laws of the mincha, ino elo akiv, it's going to be akiv. Hechzer in, this implies that if it repeated itself, yep, then that's true, lo hechzer lo, but if not, then no. So chukah alone doesn't show that it's going to be likuvah. Shiny awesome. No, that case is different. Why is it different? Because when it says chukah about the mincha, it says it by achilah. It's said by achilah. It's not written when it comes to the mincha, right? The avod of the mincha. So therefore, it doesn't show that different aspects of this are actually me'akev. Generally speaking, the chukah does show that it's necessary. It's going to be ikov. I very lechem upon him. About lechem upon him. Right, who then teaches us that even when chukah is said by achila, it's still teaching the general rule of ikov, the chiksiva chukah, for when is it written? Achilik Siva, Tzin Mechila. Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shnei Starim Akvin Zed Zed. There are two, this, the Lechem HaPadam, each one is going to be Makav the other. Shnei Bezikim Akvin Zed Zed. Hasdarim Bezikim Akvin Zed Zed. And it's here, okay, Makav Vichel. Elakol Hechad to Siva Achila. So it shows that wherever it's written Chuka in reference to eating, Akuli Milsak Siva. It's written about the entire thing and not about the eating alone. So too, in reference to the word Chuka, that's written by the Mincha, even though it's written in reference to the achila of the mincha, it should apply to all parts of the mincha, to the avodah of the mincha. But Rav says that only if it doubles up is going to show that it's ma'akev by the mincha. So chukah alone is not teaching it to you. It says shiny asa, that's different. Damakra, the pasuk says, mi girsa umi shamna. It means from its finely ground flour and from its oil. Pasuk could have just said from fine flour and oil, but the fact says it's fine flour and it's oil. It's come to tell you that Tadish said it's essential that mincha has the full measure of flour and oil. So we see that the mincha, the things that are blah. We need a special pasuk over here. And Rav's understanding that is showing that the word chuka that's written in reference to the mincha doesn't teach that you actually need it. In other areas, though, chuka would teach that actually it's going to be ikuf. Beep. Turn the page. Gerish v'shem ma'akvin ve'ein davar acher. Me'akev, you test them a base. Gufa, Amar Ma, Koma Kamshik Shalacha Kasa Batos Mincha. Rather, the Torah repeats itself in reference to the laws of the Mincha. Eino El Akev, it's coming to tell you that it's a Le'ikuva. Ushmuel Amar, Geres, Vishem and Ma'akvin, fine flour and oil are going to be things that are Ma'akev for the Mincha. And Vein Dover Achim Ma'akev, but nothing else. Here's going to be Ma'akev, another part of the Mincha. Right, that Yah Ula Shmuel Afagav Ditana Bekra Loma Akvale. You want to say according to Shmuel, even though the pasuk repeats itself by Milcha, that it's not going to be Makiv? How is that possible? Kolicha Ditana Bekra. Whenever the pasuk repeats itself by the Milcha thing of Hadi Makiv, for sure it's going to be Makiv. Both according to Rav and Shmuel. The Hachan over here between what's Machlokis Milo Kumso Bekumso Kavifadli. It's a reference to the how essential that was just learned after the pasukim when it says his full comets and his. And there's comments that they're arguing. The time was in a bray, some alone kumtso, that when the pasuk says, and he shall scoop from the mincha his full comets, another place he says, big kumtso, he shall separate the mincha with his comets, and saying that with his comets, shall ya semi the comets. It's saying that one may not make a measure for the comets and use it for the act of kumitsa, rather, it's to do the kumitsa by hand. Can't use some sort of kli to go and do something. Rav sever had nami tanabikra. Rav holds it in regard to this idea, also the pasuk repeated itself. The chesiv, because the pasuk says by a kamitza done by Aaron by the kamas hamishkan, it says vayakiv is a mincha v'yamali kapu b'men, and he brought the mincha near and he filled his palm from it, saying that Aaron did kamitza by hand. And then it goes ahead, and the pasuk is the pasuk showing a repetition of the din that requires kamitza to be done by hand, because the Torah repeats itself. Must be something which says ma'akev u'shmuel right there by the mincha u'shmuel. Doros Misha lo yolfinan. We don't learn that all of the mincha of generations from the one-time mincha. So there's idea of the kamitza of a regular mincha can't be learned out from those that are done by the mincha, is done by the Hakamas HaMishkan. V'lo yolf Shmuel Doros Misha, it really doesn't do that. V'atam v'tan mishin zvachim, kleyam alach, v'karpshin et alach. Kalim that are used for lach, or designated for fluids, can be used for fluids. So midos yavish mekadosh yavish. Vein kli alach mekadosh yavish. Lo midos yavish mekadosh alach. Mar Shmuel says lo shanu elam midos. The chachamim taught this din only in reference to measures, containers that are used for liquid. Aval mizrakos, when you're dealing with a basin, which are not used for, they aren't used in order to measure fluids, but to hold it. They used to receive the dam, says Rashi. Mekadoshin, they're going to be mekadosh salas that are put inside them. The Siddur pasuk says, "Shneim salas." Both of them filled with fine flour, mixed with oil for a mincha offering. And this pasuk is talking about a basin that has the ingredients for a mincha. So we see that even though a basin is used for liquid, it can be mekadosh even a salad. Shiny hasim says Gemara. Okay, which goes against what we saw Shmuel earlier. Says Shiny hasim, no, that case is different. The basin, the tana bakra. Bakra trace as in, because the pasuk repeats stuff 12 times, each nasi going saying such a thing over there. So even the Shmuel would not regularly learn out of din a permanent menachos from temporary one. In this case, he does because of the times that it's said in the pasuk. Amrulei Rav Kahana Rav Asi Rav Aria Gasha. But what about the avoda of bringing the mincha near the mizbeach, the tana bakra? The pasuk repeats itself. So it must be repeating. It does not say that it's necessary. No man tana be. Where did the Torah repeat itself? Reference to avoda. The pasuk says those Torahs hamincha hakriv osab the Aaron lifnei Hashem. Right. So this avoda is not necessary. Yet it seems to be repeating itself over here. So that pasuk is coming to establish the place of the mincha, the side of the mizbeach that it's brought. The Tanya, look at the Brisa, lifnei Hashem. Yochab Ma'ariv, you would have thought that the mincha could be brought to the west of the mizbeach, opposite the entrance of the heichal. Tamen lomer el pinei ha-mizbeach. If it comes that it says the lashon of pinei ha-mizbeach, talking about the south side or the ramp is el pinei ha-mizbeach. But if one would only look at a pinei mizbeach, yachal b'darim, you would think that mincha is brought to the south of the mizbeach. Tam lomer lifnei Hashem, this is in front of Hashem. By ketzad, how can you put these things together? By gishah, by keren dorim, so if ever comes to be southwest, put those two together. Something with the corner of the mizbeach. Can I get chuda? So keren, like at the tip of the corner, vidayo, and that is good enough. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yochel Yagishen Lamai Rava Shel Karen Lidrom Shel Karen. You would think that one can bring. He can bring the mincha either to the west of the southwest corner or to the south of the southwest corner. Right, that's the west side or the south side of the mizbech. Amar to get rid of that says Kol Makom Tzomotzei Shtei Mikros. Echem Mekayim Asma Mekayim Chaver. One can do it himself and his friend. Echem Mekayim Asma Mevatos Chaver. But Ichas Shem Mekayim Asma Mevatos Chaver. V'Tofsin Shem Mekayim Asma Mekayim Chaver. You do one that can work both of them. Shekishata Omer Lefnei Hashem B'Mayrov. Bitaltas El Panim Mizbech B'Darim. Shekishata Omer El Panim Mizbech B'Darim Kiyamta Lefnei Hashem. So therefore, there's no need to bring the mincha to the south of the corner of the mizbeach. Bring it to the south inside is going to work for both. Psukim. Veicha kiyamta. Have you fulfilled the pasuk b'lifnei Hashem? If you allow the mincha be brought to the south side of the mizbeach, that's not facing the heichal. Maravashi kasever haitana kule mizbeach b'safon kari. No, this machlok is saying the Rabbi Lezer holds that the entire mizbeach was in the north of the. Of the Yazara. According to this, the area immediately to the south of the Mizbeach faces the Heichal. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.